Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee Gamble. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Frey goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Vandermeer reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCormick takes first base on ball four. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Maddock moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Herman reaches second base with a double. Maddock scores. Hack moves to third. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack tags and scores. Herman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lieber is walked intentionally. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Lieber moves to second. Junior Thompson now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lieber hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Maddock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myers moves to second. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Myers moves to third. Frey moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myers scores. Frey scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Jack Russell now pitching. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. McCormick goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Reds. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Jack Russell. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 3 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myers strikes out. 1 out. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires to first and picks off Gamble. 2 outs. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason pinch hits for Gabby Hartnett. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason strikes out. 2 outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Russell hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Maddock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Maddock reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Maddock moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maddock tags and scores. 1 out. It's 7-5, Reds. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herman strikes out. 2 outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.